Zakt Mishnah Vayter, Masechta Sanhedrin, Perik Ches, Mishnah Vav. We learned in the previous Mishnah that the Ben Sarah Meir is Nidan al Shem Saifai. It's not what he's doing now, it's rather what the habit of what he's doing now is going to lead to. The same is true for someone who's tunneling into a house at night. Habobim Achteris, a robber or a burglar who digs his way into a house, Nidan al Shem Saifai. The halacha is one is permitted to kill such a thief when he is tunneling into a house, because we presume a thief that digs his way through the earth into a house knows the owner may wake up and try to prevent him from killing him, and he's ready to kill the owner. So the Torah tells us, Habo lahargah, someone is coming to kill you, hashkem lahargah, you're allowed to defend yourself. So in a way, he's also nidan al shem saifai. For the actual act of tunneling into a house, for that he wouldn't be chayiv misa. But we know what it's going to lead to. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Hoya, if this Ganav was a Bobe Machteres, he was tunneling his way through to get into the house, v'shaver esachavis, and he broke a barrel that belonged to the Balabayas, or someone else's. Zakta Mishnah im yeshloi, if it applies to this Ganav Damim. Literally, if he has blood. If he has blood, it's a way of saying if it's forbidden to kill him. Sometimes it's usur to kill the burglar, even though he's tunneling in, because we know for a fact that the owner's life is not in danger. L'mashal, if a father breaks into his son's house, we know the father won't kill the son. So you remember this from Rashi and Pashas Mishpatim. That being the case, so this ganef was never chayiv misa. Memela, if he breaks a chavis, chayiv, he has to pay for it. Im ein leidam, if he doesn't have blood, in other words, if he's chayiv misa, that's the regular case where the halacha is. You can assume the burglar is coming in to kill you. Then pater is pater for paying for the barrel. The reason is, kam leim den abimene. Anytime a person inflicts monetary damage in an act which leads him to a chi of misa, he doesn't have to pay for the monetary damage. The rule is, says the Batanura, shein adam meis o mishalim. So in our Mishnah we learned that if someone's tunneling into someone's house, there's an assumption that he knows the owner is going to protect his property at all costs and he's ready to kill the owner. And therefore, one in self-defense is allowed to kill him. If he breaks a chavius on his way in, it depends. If he's someone that wouldn't be chayiv misa, like a father coming to the son, anytime you know for sure the ganef wouldn't kill the person, you're not allowed to kill him. Memele is chayav to pay for the barrel. If not, he's pater to pay for the barrel because of the din of kam lebedarabimene, which means when a person is chayav misa, he doesn't pay for monetary damage.